That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You got it!
It's time for episode 657 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top five songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have reached checkpoint Swift at SoFi, SAG Strike Summer. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Chart Linklater. And with me as always, Brett Peter BPM Morris, a.k.a. Stard. What's up, Stard?
You know it. Here as always. Good to see you.
Here as always. Great to see you.
It's of course, a must that you starred.
Oh, there's our guest. We'll bring him in just a second.
He's going rogue already.
I'm coming in hot.
Oh, there he is. He's in the green room. We're getting ready to introduce him. I'll tell you what. We're right in the middle of Swift's siege of SoFi. I think we're going to get some updates about that. If you didn't listen last week, we did an amazing 10-chapter role-playing game involving getting to the Taylor Swift concert. Concert and getting inside. Check that out. We're glad for some of the positive feedback.
That was super fun. Yeah, a lot of good feedback.
And I know you're going to be giving us some updates as well. I got an update on another game. We had the role-playing game last week. There's actually another game in the Taylor Swift universe. We'll talk about that. But right now, let's meet our guest. Here he comes. You know him from past episodes. And you know him from his product placements. Maybe we're going to hear about who sponsored this SoFi show. Check him out on Instagram and TikTok. Google him, everybody. It's Johnny Pemberton.
Big shout out to the Los Angeles Rams.
How about the concessions at SoFi? Who do you think put those together?
Oh, we got to go for a big shout out to Oscar Mayer and to Gordon Biersch.
Gordon Biersch and Coca-Cola and Diet Pepsi have teamed up with Kylie Minogue to bring you the Dance of the Summer featuring AARP.
That's all I got for right now.
Right on. Hey.
Hi, guys. Great to be here.
Great to have you back.
Well, you know, I just realized Who Charted is a joke about who farted. Did you guys know that?
Yeah, actually, it was. I rejected it at first, Scott Aukerman's idea, because I didn't want to do like a shit joke, but absolutely had to be the name of the show. Too perfect. It just,
It is too perfect.
Shout out to Scotty Ox. I bet he was at the Swift show, maybe multiple nights. We'll find out about that.
I always forget about that, and then until I talk about the show with someone else for the first time, or I mention
you forget that Scott will be there.
No, I forget that it's a pun.
Oh, right.
It's a brown pun.
It's a poo ref.
Yeah.
I was on an ad sales call earlier this week, and that when they the very serious marketing people mentioned the show Who Charted, it like all dawned on me in that moment. Like, oh, what are they thinking right now that I'm just
Well, you know, the sad part of it is if you don't get the concept of the show first, you just hear Who Charted and then you go, oh, that's something to
Yeah, you go, oh, this guy's an idiot.
But with the concept, it's wow, what a great moniker. Johnny.
Perfect.
Johnny, we're going to check in with you. I know as a guy who is active in the acting world, he books many roles, active, as they say in the biz. This strike summer has got to be affecting your lifestyle.
My lifestyle, not so much, but definitely affecting me, I feel like.
But I mean, there's no auditions to get ready for. There's no meetings to go to, right?
That's true. But, you know, it's kind of lean this time of year anyways. I do think it's affecting me in the sense where it's, gosh, I don't know, man. I feel like I'm always prepared for austerity.
Right.
So for me.
Well, yeah, you've got the garden. We know you grow the vegetables.
Yeah.
And other things. Right. So you're self-sufficient. You could go off-grid. If this thing were to last deep into the winter.
No. I grow like enough vegetables to occasionally supplement a meal once a week, I would say. Mm-hmm. Except for a hobby garden.
Okay.
It's not what they call a farm. It's like a fun kitchen
garden.
Do you
think you have enough that you could
back there?
Could you barter with other people if we were off-the-grid situation?
I think if it came down to it, maybe... if it came down to it, I would just convert the whole lawn in the back into, I would convert every space of dirt into a garden, and also have to defend it from
predators
like rodents.
Rodents, there you go.
The rodents are a real problem, man.
Well, which one do you got? Woodchucks over there? What's?
I wish we had woodchucks. Are you kidding me? I think it's probably top five rats rodents. And squirrels and possums right. and raccoons.
Okay. And what do they go for the most? Do they prefer a certain type of?
Yeah, they go for my eggplant. They eat my eggplant.
Okay.
They eat my strawberries, but not anymore because I built these screens for the strawberry cages.
Okay.
So they can't get in there. Otherwise, they will eat squash.
This sounds like fantastic Mr. Fox, and you're the really? The old guy with the shotgun. Yeah,
you know, it's always funny. Now there's so many movies where the animals are the heroes and the farmer's the bad guy. But now as a small-time farmer, I'm like, this guy's just trying to grow some stuff. And these animals are robbing it out from under his nose before he can even harvest it.
Pests. Freebooters.
They're free. Loaders.
Right.
Free looters, yeah.
Well, at least they're not bears coming to take your sheep. You know, it's not something like that.
I guess.
You'd hear the screams.
Bears don't really take sheep, though. That's a myth.
No, it's true.
Yeah, they just eat trash.
No, bears, if you are shepherding sheep through the mountains, the bears will come at night, and they will take the
what
sheep.
What mountains are we talking about here?
The Yosemite, the Sierra Madre.
Yosemite? Okay,
I've read real accounts of this very recently. Basically,
they'll
create a pen at night, and then when they come in the morning, there'll be a couple carcasses outside the pen. Mm-hmm. But then even inside the pen, five or six of the sheep will have died because of the rush to one side of the pen to get away from the bear. That it's just like the Who at Cincinnati in '81.
I suppose that's probably partially true, but I don't think bears eat that much meat.
I think you're talking about these domestic bears that are used to picking through garbage.
No, I'm talking about the
pre-settlement 1867.
Oh, Victorian bears.
Those are grizzly bears. Those have been dead for over 100 years.
Some of them are black bears. Some of them are brown bears.
Well, there's a difference.
Our neighbor, the Bruin.
I saw a black bear trucking. I went camping about a week and a half ago up in the area. It was trucking, like running. I thought it was a boar at first. And then I thought, like, is that a buffalo? We get closer. It's a bear running, like kicking up dust. Then we climbed this peak at dusk about 2 hours later after we set up our campsite. Same bear just trucking through the sage.
The speed is sudden. If you see the Revenant, he turns to shoot the bear and it's already on him. It's too fast.
Oh, the bears are very fast. They're just deceptively fast.
They're also
very fast.
They're all around my neighborhood. And the other day, somebody posted that they saw a bear in their backyard. And the bear is just, it was the funniest picture, was just hanging out in their pond. They have like a koi pond.
Yeah, because it's
the
hot.
Bear was just in there. Neck deep, just hanging out, you know? It's just like, don't mess with them. He's just chilling. They just want trash.
Just around here.
They want...
There's no sheep, though, so I don't know how they would act if there was a sheep.
I'm going to... I'm going to I'm going to ship you some sheep.
Email me a sheep.
This is my friend Howard. He's a sheep shipper.
I'm not. Is he a shapeshifter? No, a sheep shipper.
He's a bit of he's a sheep shipper. He's a what? He's a sheep shipper.
Hey, there's bears in your area? To call sheep shipper. And then you ship sheep to people with bears.
Sounds like a rap. Is there bears in your area?
Sheep.
Called a sheep shipper.
Sheep shipper.
Set up.
Brought to you
set up with the sheep shipper.
Brought to you by.
Brought to you by David Blaine Cosmetics, teaming up with Stephen Jack.
Fanny Pack.
David Blaine Cosmetics teams up with Lululemon Stephen to bring Jack, you the disappearing ink pouch. Come on down now. Special passes for Disney. Disney Princess ABC Deluxe teams up with Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, Coke, and Gatorade to bring you the sound of the summer featuring Tracy Letts Band.
Tracy Letts Band. That's a weird pronunciation of that.
Boots Randolph.
Right on.
Special performances by David Blaine.
It's amazing. David Blaine keeps is really on your mind.
I don't know why. It's like I get a name in my head. I can't get it out.
I just like how there's no. There can be no period. Like I can't even hear where the period should be, where the sales pitch is finally done.
Yeah, you
like
could, yeah, you
somehow
just
makes sense.
Sponsors,
you can just keep going.
Boeing Airplanes and the Clinton Foundation team up with Gatorade to bring you Outside Beats featuring Pharrell and NBC's The Voice
in a special collab with.
A special collaboration with Kylie Minogue with Kylie Cosmetics. Kylie Cosmetics teams up with Sprite. Sprite and Kylie Cosmetics team up with David Harbour and Stranger Things to bring you a Baskin Robbins Blaster. Hey, wait,
can they bring us the music chart theme? Could that be what they're bringing us?
Yes.
Baskin Robbins and David Harbour of Stranger Things bring you the music chart theme on Who Charted.
All right, here we go. Music. We used to play LPs, 8-tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What's next? GTP? Chat. Woo! AI, baby. It's creating everything.
AI.
So is GTP in your mind.
Wait, what did I was purposely saying it different that time.
Oh, you were. Okay, good.
Well, how does it? I'm writing it down. It's GPT?
Yeah.
Because it stands for what
think
does it
of
stand
for? General. Think of Gary Payton. Gary Payton's.
What is the acronym?
Oh, I like that. Yeah, Gary Payton. But
Chat GPT.
Chat is GTP is general GT. Practitioner GTP. Toiletry.
General practitioner toiletries.
stands yeah, I for don't know. Generative pre-trained transformer.
Ooh.
Okay.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Do you guys know what SCUBA stands for?
Yes, self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
Nice, Johnny. Ooh. Do you dive?
I used to dive in college. I have a degree.
What college did you go to?
Florida State, baby.
They got water there?
Best divers in the country are from Florida State because they all learn in freshwater sinkholes. They're cave divers.
Oh, so it's not shipwrecks and stuff.
Some of the baddest divers in America, some of them formerly bad because they have now died, but are Florida State people.
It is dangerous. A lot can happen to you down there. Different euphorias and stuff could take over your mind.
talking about narking out?
Yeah.
Nitrogen narcosis.
Yeah, you go down there, all of a sudden you feel invincible and you like take your mask off.
That's why you got to breathe Trimix, bro.
What's that?
It's a different mixture.
Trimix,
it's like got helium in it, so you don't have to deal with
it kills
different decompression and you don't get narked out.
Interesting stuff. Very cool.
I read a book.
Wait, so that means
called Shadow Divers.
You don't have to
Shadow
do the divers? Thing where you keep breathing or your head explodes.
Well, it's called decompressing where you have to go up slowly at intervals to allow the nitrogen back into your bloodstream. Otherwise, it will turn into bubbles and it will kill
you. You got to wait below the surface for a certain amount of time?
Yeah, it all depends on how long you were diving. There's something called dive tables.
Yeah.
So diving is kind of like a lot of math, actually. You have to figure... Everything is the depth you're diving. All these things are factors. You have to compute how much time you have to rest at what levels.
That's just for people long. With shit lungs. I mean, I take a deep breath. I go down.
Oh, really?
No concerns.
You're a free diver?
I'm free diver, yeah.
People do
I
that,
salvage
though.
Wrecks, bare hands.
Wreck salvager.
It is a fascinating world under there.
Oh, my God, it is. Some would say it's a different world.
It's a different world, but why go to space when we can go down there, right, Johnny?
No.
Johnny.
You still got to go to space.
There's no creatures in space. There's no creatures.
Oh, there's no, right, oh, there's no creatures in space, huh? How do you know?
Because
what about that government guy? What about that guy that just said there were non-biologics, you know?
No, they said they were biologics.
Listen.
Non-human biologics, yes.
Every time we go down to the deep water, there's anytime they find a new thermal vent down there, they find new species. You could go down there on a daily basis and find new species. We still haven't produced Critter 1 up in space.
Critter 1?
I've still
produced Critter 1. Would be a great name for a movie. Critter 1.
Produce
Roger,
Critter.
Sir, we have it. It's Critter
this
1,
This could
sir.
Be it. This could be Critter
sir,
1.
Sir, I believe, sir, Lieutenant Daniel Jackson of the U.S. Military Insight. Mr. Kramer, sir, we believe we have found Critter 1. Sir.
Wow. And I go, wow.
Critter 1.
Just since you found that in space, we found 10 more kinds of fish. Wow.
What?
So you're just like the unimpressed four-star general?
I'm just saying it's for people who don't want to look inward. It's like, there's some great quotes I have from this sea documentary I saw.
Right.
But basically they were saying like, space, we got to go conquer it. Oh, it's out there. We got to go conquer it. Nobody wants to look inward at our own depths.
What about both? Can you think about them being... part of the same thing?
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, you know, do you give more attention to your plants at home or plants that are over in Russia? Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's an obvious
question.
The
water is right here, and there's...
Sure, it's right there.
There's stuff that needs our help down there.
I don't think anything needs our help down there, does it?
Well, it needs us to leave it alone, and the more we realize... Maybe we'll respect it more.
I think it's game over, man. I think it's just we gotta enjoy it. The ocean's so fucked. We fucked it so hard. It's so fucked already.
It's all salty now.
Yeah.
It's all too salty. Too many like people jizzing in the ocean.
Yeah. Hey, we gotta get into some music here.
Let's do it. I got the Shazam chart here.
Okie doke.
So,
music, it's just like X. When you listen to it, it goes with sex.
You talking about X, the new everything app by Elon Musk?
Right.
Speaking of, I was trying to finish that for you, by the way, but I came up with nothing.
What a flex.
What I had was bad.
Flex. Apparently, he's so far ahead of the game in terms of like...
I breathe Trimax.
In terms of space, by the way, he's got all of his satellites in space, apparently... No government can even like match what he's doing with internet in space. And that's like a real problem because he's
the leader.
He gets to just make arbitrary choices about like
he's
who
Dr.
wins
Evil.
And loses like battles and shit.
You know,
seems like maybe they should have thought about that before they let somebody do that.
Well, one guy did and nobody wanted to listen. His name was Teddy Kaczynski and he was doing the right thing. He was in a cabin and he was blowing stuff up with nails and packages. Oh,
there you go, man. My boy, Teddy.
Teddy K,
victim of MK Ultra. No one ever talks about that.
What happened?
You know that he was a victim. He was victimized by the U.S. government.
What is
oh, what
this
they
show?
Do? They shut down his bomb mailing business.
You don't know about MK
business?
Ultra?
That's the conspiracy theory stuff, right?
I thought it was
it's 100%
old school rapper.
Totally real.
Yeah,
it's 100% real. The government, the CIA, had a branch called MK Ultra that was doing all kinds of mind experiments at Harvard when he was a student there. And they used to experiment on him
Oh, yeah. Like, they altered him.
Like, it's torture. They were torturing people. And they tortured the shit out of him. They basically created... The U.S. government is responsible for Ted Kaczynski. He's their fucking lone... Their loose agent. They should take full responsibility for him.
Well, he looked good in a hoodie. And that's not easy when you live out there by yourself in a cabin.
Also, was a virgin. That's the big problem. If someone had just like got him laid, I think we wouldn't have had any bombs.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. But that's what most of the world's tyrants.
True with so many
most things. Of history's tyrants.
Yeah, but that's again MK Ultra's fault. Yeah, maybe we fucked him over.
Music. Right, well, feed us some tracks underneath these conspiracy discussions.
Okay.
It's not a conspiracy. It's the truth.
Coming in at number five.
It's truth. Number five.
Olivia Rodrigo, Vampire. You gotta
laugh at the stupidity. She was a project, Teen Titans. Yeah. She was one of the Teen Titans.
What is that?
It was like the X-Men, but for younger people. Olivia Rodrigo was created by the same guy that did Wolverine and Scarlet Witch.
So she's like a manufactured pop star?
She's a mutant. No, she's a kid. She's just a 19-year-old who's got some good hits. She could write a tune pretty well for anybody.
She could sing, huh? Yeah.
What else we got cooking?
She's got a real knack for these huge hits that... They always sound like, where have I heard that before? That sounds like something else. But she's very good at borrowing.
Yeah, they sound like
things.
Broadway piano tunes. But then they hit for some reason. Like they actually.
No, there's like specific songs I feel like I hear all over the place. Taylor Swift has that too. I'm like, that is a specific song they're like redoing, but I can't.
She sounds like her own songs too a lot of times. There's just like a Taylor Swift type of rhythm she hits. Yeah.
Coming in at number four.
Number four.
Gunna with Fuck You Mean.
Give me a stick of Gunna. Paper. Young Gunna wanna, they working my nerves. I'm about to pull some serve. Fucking this bitch like a perm. Smack on the back of a perm.
Ice. He's fucking here like a perm.
Like a perm.
Can't take that dick, wait your turn.
Did he just say turds?
Perhaps. What is it you say to a girl? Listen, do you want just regular fucking tonight or should I fuck you like a perv?
Like a perv.
Yeah.
Should I go in with a spoon and scoop out your turds?
Right.
Wow. Is that, was that the lyric?
I don't think so.
I need to start listening to the
lyrics. Scooping out your turds. MK Ultra's for nerds. This shit's for the birds.
Teddy K was the
I got
stirred.
Too many words. These rhymings are so... Some of this rap now, man, I can't tell it apart.
Yeah, it's not the best... I don't think it's the best era for rap right now.
It just sounds like a click track and a guy rhyming words with
it
words.
It feels like the skill level has scaled back a little bit.
Yeah, it's less about the lyrics. But some people are still doing it. And there's some good albums out this year.
Like, I feel like all the internal rhymes and stuff were getting so advanced.
It's too much.
You know, 80s and 90s. And then maybe it was too much.
They stripped it down. The mumbler said, we can't keep up. Kind of like punk rock said, we can't keep up with these prog guys.
These solos.
I get that. Makes sense. Yeah.
All right. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
Rima, Calm Down.
This is like a jump point. Sounds like Raffy.
Right.
It's like auto-tune Raffy. Yeah.
It sounds like a cartoon character.
Sounds like a loading screen to a video game. Yeah. He might have to play Rocket League. Yeah.
Or this should be like an Olympic mascot in some strange place. Some strange city.
Wow.
Not so great. Hey, but... Taylor Swift still here, you guys. She started on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, took Sunday off. She did Monday. The day of taping is Tuesday. You know, you were seeing Elon Musk has his satellites up there. He's got more than anybody else. How about this? Taylor Swift, if she was an economy, there are 50 countries throughout the world that she'd be bigger than. She's bigger than 50 different countries. She brought $320 wow. million dollars in GDP to the Southland with this visit.
Wait, so there are 50 countries that are worth less than $300 million?
Or so worth
that
less.
That was just the one visit,
well,
though, right?
I mean, I don't know. That was just the for the visit.
Right, right. Okay.
Yeah.
I'd like to see the Southland. Countries.
The Southland Swifties, they flocked there in droves.
All right, coming in number two.
Number two.
David Kushner with Daylight.
What?
Yeah.
This guy sounds like a dentist.
Yeah.
Dr. Kushner.
I wish Daylight would come now. Daylight, please come.
I got it confused with David Koechner at first. I was like, wow, he's got a hit.
Oh, cool if David Koechner put out an
yeah.
album.
So you hear this like baritone voice?
Spiritual-esque type of a...
What do they call this? They call it like clap or a stomping. There's some music that people call
really?
This type
Stomp.
Of thing. Stomp. Hmm. You know, like it's the kind of thing. It's like the Imagine Dragons thing,
yeah,
where
yeah.
it's the choir, with the
yeah.
clapping.
They're on a porch
There's
somewhere.
A name for it.
Yeah, it's like folklorica. Like
it doesn't really sound like that, though. I know what you mean, though. It sounds like Hozier or whatever, like that church song.
Yeah,
sounds,
yeah.
It's vaguely.
I don't even
hymnal.
Vaguely religious.
It's got that. There's some name for it that someone has.
Stomp and stomp and pound. Shocking off
that oh you know like the kind of in a trailer like for
yeah
a,
I get the
mediocre.
Sound yeah the term
I can't think of the name
right on well speaking of terms there's a new Swift game do you want to talk about that
okay sure
Swift ball they got this thing Johnny where people who couldn't make the concert they go to this God. One girl's Twitter and she's got these forms on there. And then you right. try to predict what outfits Taylor's going to come out in, what surprise songs she's going to do. And then she adds it all up, and then you can play from anywhere out in the world, and then people live stream the show so you can watch along and see how you're doing. But then the highest score at the end wins a bunch of prizes and shit.
This sounds kind of like insane, like a mental illness.
Yeah, it's cultish.
Man.
But it's interesting to make an interactive game like that. Now people who can't even get in are hanging on every outfit change, every surprise tune, every T-shirt.
It seems like the least interesting thing you could possibly do in life.
Yeah.
I don't know
like
if
you've been granted sentience.
There's not many artists that unite like 8-year-olds with 35-year-olds as
yeah.
much as Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Like,
it's true.
Where they're engaging in the exact same behavior and level yeah. of fandom.
Yeah, like Swifties is not just like 14-year-old girls.
It's no.
Like it's a lot of different groups.
It's a wide swath.
Is it?
Yeah, she had to add security. You know, they had the merch booths were open at 10 a.m. over there. There was like 3,000 people online for merch because they're like reselling it, like the mm-hmm. sneaker drops. But
this is all just hysteria.
It's a lot, Johnny.
Feels like
I think people are in the mood for that. Stuff. Like they want to be this obsessed with
yeah,
something.
It's like when the Beatles came around, people were ripe for hysteria. Same
yeah.
thing here.
Yeah.
They've been shut in.
It's like you want it so bad because it's so
everything else
innocuous.
Yeah. Or just
yeah,
things.
It feels so good to dive into this completely, like empty. It's like a bottomless pit of nothing.
Yeah, like instead of trying right. to get to the
good.
Bottom of a political issue, which could get really muddy and dicey,
yeah.
let's just look for these dumb clues to tell us that Taylor's new single is coming out. You know, it's like right. a lot.
Yeah,
it's like
that's what happens.
Safe. Interesting stuff.
It's because the government's lying.
I think we figured it out.
Let's see if she made our chart.
Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Billie Eilish, What Was I Made For?
Whoa, shots fired. She's coming back, dropping a single right in the middle of Swift's tour.
This is from the Barbie movie.
Oh, it'll be even more interesting. Don't tell my boyfriend. The biggest events of summer. Swift, Eras, and Barbie going head to head right here on our chart, gang.
Thank you. It might be.
This must be like, closing credits, right?
It's got to be.
To me, it sounds like the montage on the turn of the film, don't you think?
I didn't see it.
Like page 70?
I'm not a cuck simp. I didn't see it. Just kidding. Just kidding. I am going to go see it. I'm not familiar.
I haven't seen it yet either.
No. I don't think Taylor Swift will show up on the Shazam chart because everyone knows it's Taylor Swift at this point.
Oh, great point. This was Shazam.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, people still are curious. Do you know, how about this? There's two versions of that Barbie album. One has 17 mm-hmm. tracks. One has 19 tracks. It's just two extra tracks, but it's a whole different version of the album called like the Weekend Edition.
Hmm. The Weekend, like the guy?
No, I think just like
the pop star?
The Weekend, like Girls Night Out Edition or some shit like that.
Oh, not the star of Pop Star?
No, I've heard that is fantastic. Idol.
The yeah. Idol.
Idol. Is that what it's called? Idol. Yeah, sorry, Idol. Yeah. I thought it was called Pop Star.
Heard it's great.
The, Idol. The Idol.
That used to be called the Japanese import. Like edition with yeah, the two right. extra bonus tracks.
Yeah. But it's funny that they're both out at the same time, like right at the, you know what I mean? Right so close to the movie. We'll get into that and more when we get into the movie chart. That was the music. We'll be right back with Johnny Pemberton and the movie chart.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This AI program is amazing. I'm taking.
What's it been doing?
I'm taking like notes, you know, as we go, like what I typically do, but this is a quicker way of doing it. But it does with AI, it summarizes what we've been talking about.
No way.
So listen to this. Like I put in music chart just to give myself mm-hmm. a note. And then it says, Kylie Cosmetics, Sprite, and Baskin Robbins collaborate with David Harbour to yes. bring music chart theme.
Oh my God.
That's funny.
Brett and Howard discussed their role playing game and upcoming updates, including Swift Siege. It nailed it.
It did. Wow. But that's, you know, crazy. What the way we listed on the thing.
Yeah.
I got Sheep Shipper.
Sheep.
Yeah, yeah.
Critter One.
We go abstract.
Ladies yeah. and gentlemen.
Sir, I believe we found Critter One.
I would love to see a movie called dude. Critter One.
I love
Could you
Critter
imagine
One.
Seeing a movie called Critter One? How cool like, that would be?
It's so I get,
Critter I become, One.
I become president and they find Critter One and I'm like, yeah, big
Critter
deal.
One.
Yeah, you have to just still justify your disinterest.
Sir, we found what we believe to be Critter One.
How about
you're
we
going,
with,
we haven't found Critter One.
Hey,
goes,
get AI to do a first draft of the movie Critter
yeah.
One.
Yeah, I will. Okay.
They finally find something in space and the ocean people are like, whatever. Who gives a shit?
James Cameron's so pissed.
Call me when you find something as smart as an octopus.
What is intelligence, though? It begs the question.
People think octopus are aliens.
Yeah, everything that's smart in the ocean is supposedly from space. That is such right. a space guy's
But what
take
about
on.
The yeah. fact that we're all from space. Space,
guys?
What about panspermia? The idea that we've
yeah,
been
we're from yeah, but you spermia. Know what I'm saying.
We're all from space. Tardigrades.
Yeah, tardigrades. They're in the fucking.
Listen,
like, how does
football,
that make
sense? Bears.
Football comes from soccer, but it's like it took us to do. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I was actually saying a similar thing this weekend about like Bigfoot and things. Like people right. talk about Bigfoot, and I like the idea, but I was saying like we already have like gorillas. Like, aren't those cool?
Thank you. Like,
yeah, they're amazing.
They're only not interesting to you because we know they exist. So
exactly. Right. That's what I'm saying
the
about
second
space.
Bigfoot exists.
If they found something like a goldfish up in space, everybody would freak out. Well, look here.
Right.
It's, yes, exactly.
Yeah. But and also it's like I feel
same
like
with extinct animals too.
I love the I wish Bigfoot existed, but like we know what we do with the rare animals. Like we don't have a there's no precedent of everyone trying to hide a whole species of animal from the world. You know what I mean? Like we would just like experts would find it and they would go on the endangered species list and we would have all these protocols.
Yeah. It's like we'd have one more animal if they found Bigfoot.
Yeah.
We have one more.
I don't quite understand the theory of hiding it.
It's because people who are obsessed with it are also mentally ill.
Right.
No one will say
that. Well, it's the same thing as the T-Swift hysteria. It's like they just want. They want
something
to hype
up. It feels so good. It feels good to believe in it.
It's not enough.
Lie to believe in it.
Reality is boring. It needs to be a movie.
Yeah.
All right. Shall we get into the movie chart?
Let's do it.
All right. Oh, wait. I have a surprise for you, Howard. Real quick.
Oh, boy. Am I rapping over this?
Howard?
Yes.
Are you ready for the movie chart?
Yes, I am. Here we go. Movies, they used to be too silent. Nowadays, they're too loud and violent. For most of them, I am not a client. People on the big screen are fucking giant. Movies.
We will now end the movie chart.
The movie chart. Hey, that's a clip from Dexys Midnight Runners. They're called Dexys now. They have a new album.
Oh, Dexedrine. You got some blues, do you?
It's called The Feminine Divine. Basically, the guy's gone down a femdom porn wormhole. And he has a whole album dedicated to him kind of.
Are you serious?
The guy behind Come On Eileen is now in a super submissive role in his life. And it's an entire album where we just found this guy in the thick of it. It's like the...
And in that song right there, this girl starts going like, buy me lingerie and help me get ready before I go out with other people. And he goes, okay.
Is that a sample from entire Sonic the Hedgehog?
It's
so good. It does, for real. I thought it was
kind of sound. Femdom tunes. I like it.
It's a good beat. I just looped it. I had to have it.
There's other parts. I listened to the album again this weekend. There's a part where he says, it thrills me when you have pleasure with another. Like,
what it's the
like,
heck?
Wow, I listened to some more of it too, and I was reading the lyrics along. It's like this entire album is that.
Yeah,
it's him
whole
just
album.
Worshipping goddesses.
Yeah. I used
like
to
Bourne's
think
album.
That women should shut up. Now I know that I should shut up.
What the fuck?
Yeah, you got to check it out. It's the wildest album of the year so
far. I read a little bit about it because I was so curious, and it's still the group. Like, it's not just one guy. It's like there's a band who has to go behind this guy's decisions.
On the picture I saw, there's like three of them. And you go, this isn't just a guy who's a shut-in just watching the porn by himself. Like, he's got the other guys in on it. Like, they all go to the same dom and she like...
Yeah, he's calling it a... Really? I think he's calling it like a concept album, but it sounds from the heart.
Yeah, I'm saying, Johnny, you'll be surprised at how far it goes.
I think I know enough now. If I learn any more, it'll be like diminishing returns kind of thing.
Okay.
This is already so ridiculous. I can't believe that's real.
Right on, yeah. It's hard for your brain to have
Dexys.
That much in it. Dexys.
Okay, are we ready for some trailers?
Let's do it.
Coming in at number five.
Number five.
Haunted Mansion.
It's a dining room.
I found a professor who knows haunted mansions. I've been dying to go to this place for years.
This is everything I wanted when I went on the Haunted Mansion as a kid. I just needed Owen Wilson to be in there.
Yeah.
It wasn't enough.
Yeah, you needed people to make it not scary. Yeah.
This is such a betrayal of the ride.
Totally, right?
Yeah.
Absolute, like,
that's all I can think of when I see this.
They just like, let's just shit all over this thing.
And you know they're going to change the ride to look like the movie.
God. Yeah, the if the movie does not have the same sensibility and tone as a ride, it's like just a goofy, wacky. I know it's for kids, but you're never going to get that crossover appeal like the Swifties. You're never going to get 7 to 70. Yeah.
It's true, but that's because it's an original product.
That's right.
All right, coming in number 4.
Number 4.
Ooh, Meg 2. The Trench. Ooh.
This movie looks ridiculous.
I wonder if it could possibly be more ridiculous than the first one.
I think it's going to be more, honestly.
Howard and I walked out of the first one.
Yeah, it was a lot of office scenes. They were like in an office for 20 minutes before they got to the water.
It was so weird. It felt like a scam.
Because it was co-financed by the Chinese.
Yeah, it was a lot of actors you'd never heard of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it felt like a front or something. Like,
well, it was Chinese investment.
But I'll tell you what, this just may be the trailer, but I haven't seen an interior yet. So this is kind of, this may be better.
Yeah, we got dinosaurs.
I think it's going to be better, man. Honestly.
Maybe they saw Megan come out and then they were like, we got to take it back.
Oh, yeah.
Meg. We're the original.
Megan comes out of the water dancing.
Yeah.
I watched that for the second time and it's, I don't know, it holds up, right? Like, it's really tight.
I haven't seen it yet.
Tight, not too long, fun, original.
Ronnie Chang's great in it. He's a stand-up. He's great in it. Plays the boss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like you didn't even mention watching it before on our own charted podcast.
I think I missed it while it was on the charts, and then I watched it like a month ago. And
we should have like a
I should have said more. I might have repressed it because I don't like scary stuff.
We should have chart updates like that. Like, hey, remember that movie that was on the chart for weeks? I actually watched it this week.
Chart catch up.
Yeah.
Chart catch up. I saw that and I highly recommend it, Ken. It's a tight movie. One thing flows from the next.
Her one dance move in the trailer hooked me in. There was something about it that I liked watching.
And the music goes good with it. You know, like, you know that horses song in Silence of the Lambs? Like, there's just something so creepy about the combo of that guy and the goodbye horses.
Yeah.
This too, the music and her dance go real, real creepy together.
Ooh, okay. Mm-hmm. Coming in at number 3.
Number 3.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I gotta see this.
I'm awesome.
You're going to see this, Johnny.
I'd like to, just for fun, yeah.
Is it supposed to be good?
I don't know if it matters, right?
Well, I guess so, yeah.
I kind of like the art style.
It looks like claymation.
I feel like people are finally, like, doing good art styles again. I was bothered by that for years.
Yeah, there's a lot of really boring animation looks.
Yeah.
Well, these guys... they're working through the strike.
Apparently in this one, they're emphasizing that they're teenagers, which like the previous ones didn't really do.
They didn't?
Even though it's right in there.
Oh, maybe they acted like they were too old or something?
They didn't talk about going to high school together and stuff like that.
Puberty and stuff.
How did they go to high school?
Yeah, why did they go to high school? Doesn't Splinter teach them all they got to know?
There's got to be a high school out there with turtles as their mascot.
Maybe.
I like turtles.
Johnny, they met on Friday, the two sides of the strike, but nothing happened.
Well, the WGA met, not the...
Oh, did they meet?
Nobody else, yeah.
It was just the WGA?
I'm pretty sure it was just the WGA.
The strike, the actors, what? They're too good looking to meet?
No,
what,
I think it's just they... Because the actors haven't been on strike very long, but the WGA has for, I think it's going to be 100 days tomorrow.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I have got no, I think it's going to be, it's such a strange time right now because all that stuff is, doesn't make sense like it used to.
Yeah.
You've got companies that have nothing to do with each other trying to make the same deal about the same thing.
What do you like mean Apple, companies that have nothing to do with each other?
Like Apple and Amazon Netflix are all very different companies. They just all happen to have a platform that you can stream on, but they couldn't be a more different business model.
Right.
So you have these companies that are so, their interests are so diverse that how do you make everybody happy?
Bezos could be at a rave. You never know with that guy.
Yeah.
Musk, he's on, he doesn't have a streamer.
Right.
Sarandos.
Who's that?
He runs Netflix. He's actually, I think, the best one. His dad was a union electrician, so I think that he's got the most empathy over there.
But then how come Netflix is the one that everyone hates the most then? Is it because they're the most egregious?
Or maybe because they got that Denny's shut down over by the highway.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the Denny's. The Denny's.
I feel like they're the most ruthless in terms of just canceling shows.
At least. Well, that's because their model makes it so that like people don't watch anything unless it gets picked up. They know it's going to get picked up again.
They can't pay residuals, I think, because all the money that they make goes back into making more stuff. And so they're predicated on the idea that you don't have to pay residuals.
Interesting.
I think I
just got a 16-cent check from At Midnight. So I'm doing good. So what you're hearing is kind of bullshit. Everybody's fine, gang.
We're all good.
No, but it was nice to get that and print it on good paper. All right, what do we got coming up next?
All right, coming up next at number two, Oppenheimer.
Oh.
Keep everyone there until it's dark. Go recruit some scientists.
What if people tried to work remotely on this project? Like, I don't want to come in today.
Your scientists bring their families, we'll never get the best.
Why would we go to the middle of nowhere for who knows how long?
Is he laughing?
We can just Zoom. What are you guys doing?
How about because this is the most important thing to ever happen in the history of the world?
I still haven't seen this yet somehow.
The show,
I haven't seen it either.
I gotta go see this.
It's supposed to be very good, right? And obviously serious.
I mean,
but that shot of Albert Einstein really makes me laugh. Like, that seems like a drunk history scene or something.
It does seem kind of like it, yeah.
I just think it's funny. Like, why didn't they come up with Zoom? Because it's like, you gotta stay there until it's done. Like, if they were that brilliant, they should have said, hey.
Alternate timeline, Howard.
Okay.
Alternate timeline.
Right on. But they did get the job done, gang. How about that?
They got it done. They got the job done. They did it.
Ticking clock. It all worked out. It was kind of like a big brother. They were all had to live together, work on a project.
Yeah, and like got to date. There's some dating probably going on.
Yeah. Really?
Probably some drama. Probably some people sleeping with someone else's wife kind of shit.
Yep.
Because I'm so stressed about the bomb.
You know what they used to call those? Sloppenheimer seconds.
Sloppenheimer seconds. Someone was saying that he used to have like a lot of ladies or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have no idea. I don't know.
Probably. A lot of those, a lot of world-changing types, they like to get it in.
Yeah, they like to get it in.
That's what Snooki used to call it on the Jersey Shore. I'm going to get it in tonight.
Snooki.
Snooki, man.
Snooki in the same conversation as Oppenheimer is great.
Yeah, yeah.
Only
that's
on
the world we live in. Right. Was that number? That was not number one.
That was number
not
two.
Number one. Number one.
Number Barbie. One.
Barbie.
Bartles Bay.
Hey, Barbie. Can I come to your house tonight?
Sure.
$1 billion, gang. How about that?
Blowout party with all the Barbies and plant chorus.
Congrats to Greta Gerwig. She's in the $1 billion club.
Wow.
Very interesting.
Diamonds under my eyes.
This is the best day ever.
It is the best day ever. So is yesterday, and so is tomorrow, and every day from now until forever. You guys ever think about dying?
Uh-oh.
She's woke. When my heart breaks.
Some things have been happening that might be related.
It's like Truman Show elements or something.
Hmm.
Yeah. Looks like a lot of fun. And it'll work on two levels, right?
Just a big piece of IP.
Big piece of IP.
Big old piece of IP. You got tricked into seeing a big old piece of IP.
But I heard this one's a little subversive. It's not straight down the middle.
Really? Like how
Greta
so?
Gerwig. Greta Gerwig directed.
That's what I hear too, yeah.
It's very meta.
I don't want meta anymore.
It would be easy.
We're over meta. Kids Lego movie was meta. We don't need
I want to see
anymore.
Something that makes me not think that meta is a thing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I want to see something that's like characters.
MySpace.
That,
MySpace.
No. MySpace? How long until there's a MySpace, the movie? Oh, God, kill me now.
MySpace was simple. Those were the good old days.
Matt Damon as Tom.
I could see
Matt
that working
Damon
out.
Matt Damon as Tom, yeah.
Yeah, that would work.
Timothy Chalamet as the top eight.
Whoa. That guy's magic. Hey, they're coming back to the movies, gang. Oppenheimer, $500 million. Barbie, $1 billion. They're filling up SoFi for the Swifties. Pink's on tour as well.
Everything's really? Great.
Everything's great.
Pink is on tour. She's twirling around on a
Yeah,
a
I thought that was kind of shots fired at Swift because Swift just comes out there and walks around in her like normie girl costumes.
Yeah.
Pink's spinning around.
Yeah, she's really
She's
going
flying around the stadium.
Pink's talented. Pink's a very talented person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She Maybe learned Pink's all that a- from when she dated Corey from Nitro Circus.
Oh my God. Corey from Nitro Circus.
Good times.
Jesus.
And we'll be right back with the hot picks.
Yes.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. The third chart is the Hot Picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks.
These are the Hot Picks. We'll see if we did better than Shazam. I bet we did.
Shazam. You ever thought about that? Just always saying someone's name in a weird emphasizing the wrong part of their name.
Yeah.
Like, instead of calling you Howard, I call you Howard.
Howard.
Howard. Howard.
Howard.
Howard.
It's a good way to just make sounds without really thinking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of a funny thing to fill the space.
That's what words are.
Wrong.
Yeah. It kind of makes you question what's going on. You know, it makes you think like, what's going on in this world? You know what I mean?
Like,
what's
scratcher.
Up, man?
Yeah.
You ever wonder like what would happen if we were upside down?
Whoa.
Coming in at number five.
Number five.
Howard's first pick. This is Beck and Phoenix. together at last with Odyssey.
McDonald's, Chevy, and Lay's potato chips team up with Dunkin' Donuts and Quaker Oats to bring you Scuba Diving Tri Mix here on NBC. Back in Phoenix, team up with McDonald's and Netflix.
The DJ who won't shut up, he just
yes.
There you go,
man. That beat really sounds like. You ever find yourself?
Oh yeah, like Talking Heads.
Yeah,
you know it's a little slower than they usually do. I blame Beck for getting in there and kind of making it mid tempo. Phoenix usually
it's pretty upbeat. I thought that was upbeat. I had a fun sound.
Well, Phoenix, it's a little less.
They had to compromise with Beck at Beck speed.
Yeah.
All right.
Unless you pull out the acoustic and really bore everybody.
Right. Maybe he threatened them with that. And they were like, okay, 120.
We're going to a Scientology meeting, or you can hear me do some acoustic tunes.
I kind of want to get a Scientology tattoo on my neck.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah, well, that'd be nuts, right? That would just straight up nuts.
Yeah, that'd be pretty nuts. You'd get on their radar with that. They'd start following you.
I would love that.
What would you gain from that?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Camaraderie.
Something to do. Yeah. Strike activity.
Something to speed away from every day.
Yeah.
Coming in at number four.
Number four.
Johnny's pick. Seismon with Blue Colored Mountain.
Summer sound, doesn't it?
Yeah.
These are
Are we summoning demons?
Does it feel kind of like summer a bit?
No, yeah, it definitely has a great summer vibe. Driving down Ocean Road in a foreign jalopy.
Beach Boulevard, possibly.
A lot of falsetto.
Featured in Carlito's Way.
Right now, Sparrow Pizza brings you.
Sparrow Pizza and Carlito's Way team up with Pepsi and Martin Scorsese Archive Studios to bring you a new type of recreational vehicle.
The Chicapoo.
The Chicapoo.
Chicapoo.
I could see Taylor Swift coming out with her own car. That,
and God, that'd be nuts.
Yeah.
We live in a cool time, don't we?
Swiftus. She's got the name.
Oh, yeah. T Swift, like the Ducati, it's like motorbikes. The Swift,
Merrill right. Lynch and Taylor Swift team up to bring you wealth assessment. In the form and a wealth of an assessment automobile. Finally, Taylor Swift and Merrill Lynch team up with each other to bring you wealth management solutions for a new age, featuring X, Cyber Team Z, and Zendaya.
I like it. The reverb died for a second. It was like the God voice got lost a little bit for a second.
They're cutting off his oxygen in the booth.
Right. All right. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is my pick. This is the Budos Band with Devil Doesn't Dance. They always have a good vibe.
They always, they're like the Taco Bell of music, where it all sounds kind of the same, but it's all good.
Yeah, it's interesting. Not what you want.
Yeah.
So they just recycle the different baritone sacks. Like they change the beat to make it more syncopated or less syncopated.
They do something nice with it.
Oh, that shit's tight.
Yeah. It works so well as a soundtrack for almost
great vibe. Like, you can do it for like whether you're having sex or you're going to jump someone into a gang. It works for anything.
Yeah. You're about to rob a casino. You cut to like David Strathairn saying, not necessarily. And all of a sudden, what if we went in the back door?
If you've just created your summer secret and you're driving back from your secret, that's the soundtrack.
Could be around the way to do it. It's kind of got that conspiracy.
Summer mission.
A sundown or a sunrise drive.
All right, coming in at number two.
Number two.
Johnny's second pick. Doug Shorts with Get With The Program.
The Doug First, Doug Fur.
Wow, this is a Daptone artist.
Gotta love Daptone.
Similar. I think Buddha's Band might have been Daptones.
Maybe. They are. They definitely are.
Yeah. You can go with the flow, or you can hit the blow.
This is something for the old heads and the new heads.
Yeah, this is good. You know you got it going on, and I'd like to
take you home. Anyone singing falsetto is trying to get laid. I mean, there's never any other reason for it.
Yeah. And what sounds good?
It seems like a counterintuitive method.
Yeah, you know? It's like you're going high, but I think it's the same way they like you to show emotion sometimes.
Yeah.
They want you to sound like a girl sometimes.
What about like Nat King Cole?
What about him?
Because he's like low and breathy, and he's like the master.
I thought he just wanted you to have a nice Christmas.
He's the guy that goes counter, like the guy who negs a girl.
Yeah.
They go the other way with it.
Maybe we should just do a podcast all in falsetto.
I love it. Let's do it.
Episode 657.
Episode 657.
That's what Pharrell would do.
Yeah, it's hard. Hey, was that number one?
Nah. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
It's your pick. This is Ashley McBride with Cool Little Bars.
Ooh. Atmosphere.
It's like she's at a cool little bar or something. Mm-hmm.
Is she the one with the famous?
She's got a lot of great songs. This one's not amazing, but it's tight.
Oh, no, she's not that one. There's still a cigarette
machine by the shovel board. Uh-oh, illegal. A coin drop jukebox full of songs you don't hear much anymore. Names and dates carved right into
tabletops. An old pickle jar sitting on the bar where your money goes. Same old dudes every afternoon playing dominoes.
Problematic.
Six bucks buys a cold beer and a shot. Now pray time just skits. Why they're racist, these old guys?
Like it could be. I'm just saying, it, you know, it's what they say.
This bar doesn't sound welcoming to all people.
Yeah.
It'd be funny if there was a little like Trump line dropped in there.
Yeah.
A nice red hat to anyone, you know.
Yeah. You know, that's the reality.
Red hats all around.
That's what I'm
red
always
hats
thinking.
All around.
I love a good dive
Who
bar.
Who cares, do you?
I love a good, you know, a good bar, but I've never loved one as much as these people love them. As these country
stars. Oh, they love
stars.
Them. Well, that's because they go, what song would they play at bars all the time? I got to write a song about a bar.
That magical walking into a dive.
But I'll tell you, I used to watch Archie Bunker's place as a kid, and the dive bar had its allure.
Oh, yeah.
I love a dive bar.
The smell. It's the smell to me. There's a certain smell.
There's a great one around here where they barely play music even. So mm-hmm. it's really quiet in there. So it just feels like it's nice.
For shooting
it's like
movies.
You can just like hang out and look at your phone and grab I like a drink.
That. A curmudgeon runs that place if they don't even play music.
Totally. But I like it. It's a good system.
Right on. Hey, well, those were the hot picks. We had Johnny Pemberton joining us today.
That was me. I had a great time joining you guys. It was fun to talk about stuff and rate things and say what's good and what's not and just generally kind of mix it up.
Absolutely. And we wish you a great rest of your summer, a great rest of your strike.
Thank you so much. I'm excited about it.
Quick glitch.
Yeah.
Wait, are you AI? Is this AI Pemberton?
AI Pemberton is a great name for a show.
AI Pemberton meets Critter One. We found Critter One.
Critter One, it's a space, has finally produced.
Done. GPT, what's my prompt for Critter One? Help me create a... Write a trailer for Critter One.
The U.S. government discovers the first biological space life form and must announce it to the public.
Critter One.
Must announce it to the public using the phrase Critter One.
Critter One, yeah.
Okay.
They found Critter One.
You guys, did you hear that? I found Critter One.
Do we have to stay on air while AI writes it, or can we have
President Alex Harper, Chief Science Advisor?
That's what I was going to name my Evelyn president. Meyer. That's amazing.
Really? Scene one, close-ups of various news out channels showing headlines. Historic announcement today. Alien life. World awaits from news from the White House. Man, this is going on and on.
Oh, really?
Wow. Scene four. Images are displayed on a screen.
See why the studios and writers are fighting over this stuff?
Scene four.
Doing all the work.
Images are displayed on a screen showing Critter One, a fascinating bioluminescent creature.
Ooh.
Resembling both marine and celestial qualities.
That's cool. I didn't even have to look up how do you spell bioluminescence as I try to type it into the screenplay.
Yeah, there you go. It
gives me that.
Critter One, a symbol of endless possibilities. Wow. All right, there it is.
Well, email it over. I'll clean it up, and we'll have ourselves a first draft.
Critter One.
Johnny, you can do the same. Good luck with AI Pemberton.
Thank you. I can't wait to produce something for you guys to share.
Right on. Also, check out Johnny's IG and his TikTok.
Yeah, check me out.
And also start
Comedy Bang Bang World, social medias. And check it out.
Check it out. Head on over to haveasummer.com/shop. Pick up an Austin Stories DVD or a Have a Summer t-shirt. And how many DVDs players you got?
I think I have one.
I have 11.
Howard's got 11. And make sure to sign up at whochartedpod.com if you haven't already. If you have, thank you so much for supporting the show. And
absolutely.
You can get charted every single week. On Fridays.
And the premium streams are back there if you'd like. Always new content going in. That's the amazing stuff thing about that back there.
The stuff
thing. We also thank you for checking out Griftors with Megan Beth Keister and Drop Date Duel. And we will see you right here next week on Who Charted.